24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The government says it's investing £5 billion in military drones and lasers after announcing plans yesterday to boost army personnel and invest more in weapons as part of the Strategic Defence Review. It also includes the Dragonfire laser scheduled to be fitted to the Royal Navy destroyers. We've been speaking to Mark Stead from the global security firm Leonardo's in Edinburgh, which is working on the laser system.
It's been stated that it can hit a pound coin 4 kilometres away. We're obviously rapidly pulling through the capability to be deployed onto Royal Navy frigates in the next couple of years.
New searches by German police investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann are expected to begin in Portugal later. The three-year-old went missing in 2007 while on holiday with her family in the resort of Praia da Luz. The Trade Secretary is meeting US officials later as the government looks to get a full exemption from Donald Trump's tariffs. Jonathan Reynolds is travelling to Paris. It's after the UK and US reached a broad agreement on some exemptions last month. A report found people are more likely to get cancer now than decades ago, but are less likely to die from the disease. Cancer Research UK says the death rate in the UK has fallen by around 22% since the early 1970s. But those diagnosed with the disease has risen by almost half. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Tuesday, an excellent day to enjoy a spot of early breakfast with me, Lucy Cower. So go on, grab those pillows, pop the kettle on and make yourself comfortable, why don't you? The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Howard Griffiths directing the Royal Northern Sinfonia as they and soloist Robert Plain brought us the romance from Finzi's Five Bagatelles. And before that, we heard The Young Prince and The Young Princess from Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Seiji Ozawa. Merry morning from me, Lucy Coward. Welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. On Tuesday, June the 3rd, it's World Bicycle Day today, my little's conveyance of choice on their school run. And if that's part of your commute too, ring your bell for me, won't you? always slightly awestruck when I hear any performance of music written by Sarasate, and that is no exception. Tianwei Yang producing the goods there as she played the Nocturne Serenade with the Orquesta Sinfonica de Navarra and Ernest Martinez Izquierdo on the podium. Now, how would you like to experience the full force of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, complete with world-famous soloists and conductors, and still make it home in time for dinner? Well, let me tell you about their Rush Hour concert series, a perfect way of enjoying fantastic classical music if you are short on time. This week, this evening, in fact, the CBSO teams up with the brilliant Sebastian Heindl to bring you Saint-Saëns' epic organ symphony. It's a big moment, which you might recognise if you are a fan of the film Babe. Well worth checking out, and tickets are available at CBSO online. always makes me a little emotional hearing that. For the Love of a Princess from James Horner's score to Braveheart, brought to us by the London Symphony Orchestra. And so to our Dawn Chorus this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM. And I would like to dedicate it to 28-year-old Ryan Looney from Carrickfergus, who has broken the Guinness World Record for the number of backflips completed while on fire. He managed 7 in 30 seconds. Now, do not try this at home. Ryan had a stunt coordinator with him and lots of preparation goes into it. He wears clothes that are soaked in special gel and put in the fridge for 24 hours, so he's extremely cold before he begins the challenge. But he's no stranger to records. He holds 5 others, including most fire-breathing side flips in 1 minute. Again, do not try this. But well done, Ryan. Who knows what he'll go for next? So for you, and to warm us up for Tuesday, here's a piece all about Ryan's hometown.
Thank you.
Classic FM. Daniel Hope and the Zurich Chamber Orchestra performing Salomon's Romance for Violin and Strings in D. And prior to that, Shebael and Voces 8 delivered our dawn chorus this morning, the traditional Carrickfergus. And still to come before 6 on Classic FM, we'll let the sheep out. And I'll tell you why LA is lucky enough
to be getting a piece of Liverpool.
Classic FM.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125 plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at Post Office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to licence by Mastercard International.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
may safely graze thanks to J.S. Bach's cantata number 208, transcribed by Leopold Stokowski and played by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra under José Cerebrier. Prior to that, Ernesto Bettetti played the anonymous romance. OK, it's just coming up to 10 to 6. We're going to hear from another official partner of Classic FM next, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, as their chief conductor, Domingo Hindoyan, has just been appointed as the new music director of the LA Opera. The two roles will run alongside each other. Don't worry, he's not leaving Liverpool. He says the city remains his creative home in Europe, but he is looking forward to further exploring his love of opera. And there's a lovely article all about it right now at classicfm.com, so you can go and read all the details. Bravo, Domingo. You will be fabulous. Vasily Petrenko in charge of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra that time, playing the second movement of Elgar's Serenade in E minor for strings. Good morning to Calvin. Thank you very much for your email today. Have a great day. Likewise, Simon in Leicestershire, you have been having a very busy time. You've been telling me, I hope today is either just as productive and lovely, or you can give yourself a little bit of a rest. And we have got an instrument full of magic and a little serenade on the way after the latest news, which is next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Mark's best friend Ben follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable, subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. £5 billion is going to be spent on military drones and lasers as part of plans to develop what's being called the kit of the future. The government's Strategic Defence Review, published yesterday, recommended a greater focus on new military technology. The Defence Secretary is promising to make the army 10 times more lethal. But General Lord Richard Dannett, the former Chief of the Defence Staff, believes more investment is needed.
We've got to get a firm commitment from the government to move to 3% of GDP by 2029, by the end of this Parliament. Frankly, it is not enough fuel going into the tank to fire up the increased defence capability that we need to guarantee our security.
German police investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann are starting a new search today on a piece of land in Portugal. It's taking place in the Algarve, near where she went missing in 2007. Our reporter Helen Hoddenott has more details.
Officers will be searching a rural area with a lot of waste ground. They'll reportedly be checking things like wells, ruins and water storage tanks. But it's not clear if they are just combing over old ground or acting on a new tip-off.
Gang leaders who force people to hide drugs and cash in their bodies could face up to 10 years in prison. Ministers are looking to create a new criminal offence as part of plans to try and tackle drug smuggling. Cancer death rates have fallen by more than a fifth over the last 50 years, but cases are still rising. Cancer Research UK says survival rates are up thanks to better diagnosis and treatment, as well as fewer people smoking. It's claimed talking to passengers and daydreaming are more likely to cause distracted driving mistakes than using a phone. A poll by the RAC found 3 in 5 drivers admitted making errors because of distractions. And the weather, cloud and rain gradually moving across England and Wales, will clear the southeast this afternoon. Windy with sunny spells and blustery showers elsewhere. A bit cooler than recent days, with a high of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM.